1420 AM and W248 DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. We've learned more about Monday's deadly mass shooting in Louisville, Kentucky.
Authorities say the 25-year-old who shot and killed five colleagues at a downtown bank in Louisville, Kentucky, bought the weapon he used a week ago. Louisville Metro Police Chief Jacqueline Gwynn Villarroel.
He purchased the weapon used in this tragic incident on April the 4th. He purchased the weapon legally from one of the local dealerships here in Louisville.
Eight others were wounded in the shooting, including police officer Nicholas Wilt, who had graduated from the training academy just 10 days earlier. He was shot in the face and is in critical condition. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
A toxic industrial fire has prompted an evacuation order for thousands.
Authorities in Richmond, Indiana, have told those who live within a half mile of a fire in a large building where plastics and other items have been stockpiled to evacuate. They say the smoke is toxic and could burn for days. Richmond's mayor says the owners were under an order to clean up the site. Fire apparently started in a tractor trailer parked on site and spread quickly.
The order affecting hundreds. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper. Commissioners in Memphis, Tennessee on Wednesday are scheduled to decide whether to return a black Democrat to the Republican-led Tennessee House. Justin Pearson and another black Democrat, Justin Jones, were kicked out of the House Thursday for protesting on the House floor in support of gun control laws. Jones was reinstated to his House seat on Monday. Television and film scriptwriters are taking the first step that could lead to a strike.
The contract between Hollywood producers and the Writers Guild of America expires on May 1st. Writers are voting this week on whether to authorize a walkout. The key issue is compensation. The writers claim that although budgets have soared, their salaries have not. A strike could bring a large percentage of TV and motion picture production to a halt. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
A big part of the country is skipping spring and going straight to summer weather, says CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
Probably get to about 84 in New York City, 82 in Boston, and even up in the Adirondacks and further north into Maine, Bangor, Maine, will be 74 degrees. So really warm, record heat over the next several days.
Temperatures set records in nearly 60 cities on Tuesday in the Plains and Midwest. A robotic dog that some folks didn't like when New York City police unveiled it 2.5 years ago is back. It's named DigiDog. Mayor Eric Adams.
DigiDog is out of the pound. DigiDog is now part of the toolkit that we are using.
It's joined by other high-tech policing devices, including a GPS tracker, to help find stolen cars. This is CBS News.
Streamline how you hire with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wingman. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, bag boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
U.S. price participation may vary. Includes choice of double stack JBC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
Hey, Donald Driver here. When I play football, Coach would challenge us to study the playbook and do our best on the field every Sunday. Well, now I'm challenging all of you to buckle up and put your phone down every time you drive your car. Wearing your seatbelt and not being distracted by your phone are the two most important things you can do to prevent or survive a crash. So join the movement to save lives in Wisconsin. Go to zeroinwisconsin.gov and take the pledge to buckle up, phone down, every trip, every time.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Wednesday, April 12th. In Wood County, the City of Wisconsin Rapids Police and Fire Commission is holding their public meeting at 7:30 a.m. in the first floor conference room at City Hall. The Wastewater Treatment Commission will meet at 1:30 p.m. in the City Hall Council Chambers. A regular meeting of the Waterworks and Lighting Commission will be held in their conference room at 2 p.m. In Portage County, the Housing Authority Board of Commissioners meeting scheduled for 4 p.m. has been canceled. In Adams County, the Public Safety and Judiciary Committee meeting will be held from 9 to 11 a.m. at the Adams County Courthouse in County Boardroom A230. The City of Adams Public Works meeting will be held from 5 to 6 p.m. It's Family Fun Night, Open Art Night tonight at the McMillan Library from 6 to 7 p.m. in the All-Purpose Room. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows around 57, overnight, under clear skies, southwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny skies and calm tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 82. Lows dip down to about 57. Tomorrow night, clear skies. Temps swell above average Thursday and Friday, with highs in the upper 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 61.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station. Semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility. We must tell you, the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday edition, the happier, happy hour. I'm always happy when John Nichols from The Nation, from the Cap Times come around. John, appreciate it. If you missed John, where were you in hour one? And you can always find the Devil's Advocates each and every day. CivicMedia.us. Find the greatest radio show ever. It's under the Devil's Advocate Show. And look for the podcast. And that was an excellent interview. John, appreciate you coming around. We got some breaking news. Chicago, WCPT 820 AM territory. Chicago, you have been awarded the DNC. Now, Milwaukee will host the RNC. That was sort of a troll move by the Republicans because, of course, Joe Biden was supposed to come to Milwaukee in 2020. It broke my heart when the pandemic set in and there was no live Milwaukee DNC. It's like a server room. It's as close as they came to Milwaukee. And I was hopeful as a Wisconsinite, as a guy who, you know, something of a political junkie, love this stuff, do it for a living. Of course, I want to go to the party in Milwaukee for the Democrats. But the Republicans are coming here to troll us. And the Democrats are going back to the site of the 1968 Democratic Convention. Mayor Daley back then, I think it was kind of bloody and ugly. This will be a more peaceful thing, I suspect, with Joe Biden as the presumptive nominee. That assumes he runs, but I think if he runs, he's the presumptive nominee. And by the time 2024 gets here, and you may think that's forever from now, Crudy. Not really. Not really. By the whole scheme of things, I'm surprised we don't hear more about the Republican campaigns launching and ramping up. Do you realize the first Republican presidential debate is coming to my backyard, coming to Milwaukee? We'll cover it for you right here on Civic Media because we have to, because it's newsy and it's in our backyard. But that's coming up August of this year. The presidential debates start this year. The elective cycle for the presidency starts this summer. And I don't know what the weather's like where you're at, but it's like 80 now. We skip spring. We're already into summer. 844-967-2789. Oh, yeah, and it's moving day for the flagship here in Madison, Wisconsin. I'm still technically in one of the soon-to-be two Solidarity Realty studios. I'm broadcasting from the, you know, University Ave location. Me and E-Bone still hanging out at the WMDX studios. But we moved today. Civic Media moved into our new world headquarters. Shiny, new, spacious location. And it feels good, but it was a lot of work. So, you know, I'd appreciate some audience participation this hour, because I'm going to need someone else to help me do a little more of the heavy lifting. So here's the number, 844-967-2789. We're going to talk about the political headlines. And just as a rando side, the worst move you ever experienced. If you had a really bad move, ours wasn't bad today. I've had some bad ones. This, you know, not so bad. But if you've ever had a god-awful move that's worthy of talking about on the radio, today is your day. 844-967-2789. Moving day for Mad Radio. Heading to State Street, the world headquarters. So the move's already done, except the broadcast operations. We're still here, just me and E-Bone. Like a little desert island over here on University Avenue right now. You know who else is like a little desert island? Republicans. They're wandering. They're wandering in the desert right now. Jennifer Rubin offers a piece at the Washington Post. I'd like to start here, and then we'll get to your calls at 844-967-2789. The point I think Rubin makes, conservative judicial overreach is going to cost Republicans so many electoral heartaches. I mean, Dobbs is already stinging them. What should have been a red wave historically, you know, Joe Biden wins, the Democrats win, and then the pendulum swings. And usually it's some sort of a pushback. I don't know why the American people always seem to do that. But with the Dobbs decision last June, well, that changed. It was a trickle at best, a modest majority in the House of Representatives. They didn't win back the Senate. In fact, they lost a seat if you include Fetterman. And now, the latest nationalized race was the Wisconsin Supreme Court race, something north of $40 million. Most grandiose expenditure to Wisconsin or any Supreme Court race in our nation's history, because we elect our judges here. And it burned them. Talking about the conservatives. This anti-abortion position, they lost by double digits. Well, in the meantime, a Trump judge, a Trump appointee, has overreached and tried to overturn, what, 20 years of precedent. Let's go there. Jennifer Rubin. Right-wing judges may cripple the GOP. U.S. District Judge Matthew Kaczmarek's widely panned ruling blocking the FDA's approval more than 20 years ago of an effective and safe medication, mifepristone, used for both medical abortions and to treat miscarriages, is another in a string of decisions from right-wing judges that may well boomerang on the MAGA movement. The decisions have revealed its true reactionary face. Kaczmarek's opinion, and she writes in parentheticals, which the Justice Department appealed on Monday and moved to stay, displays the three telltale characteristics of Trump-appointed judges' opinions. One, contempt for the law. Sleight of hand on the facts and partisan language more appropriate to a MAGA rally than a courtroom. On the law, Kaczmarek ignored the six-year statute of limitations on FDA challenges and trashed any semblance of standing, air quotes, as Rubin writes it. Kaczmarek said, and here's a quote from his ruling, any physicians who may treat patients who have side effects from medical abortions prescribed by someone else are sufficiently injured by mifepristone to sue, writes Mark Joseph Stern for Slate. Kaczmarek's logic would simply abolish the standing requirement. Did you hear that? This guy's decision would essentially abolish the standing requirement for lawsuits against drug approvals by creating a special exemption out of thin air. As Rubin writes, this is not the law. Moreover, the judge's reliance on the 1873 Anti-Vice Comstock Act smacks of utter desperation to find any rationale for his desired result. The law, which included a wildly overbroad ban on mailing anything that could be used in an abortion, was an obvious government prior restraint on speech. Comstock was largely invalidated by the Supreme Court's 1965 ruling in Griswold v. Connecticut. Here's a quote. Over 60 years ago, the interpretation of the Comstock Act, endorsed by Judge Kosmarek, was already recognized as part of a bygone era, constitutional scholar Michael Dorff writes. He also notes that a December 2022 memo from the Justice Department's Office of Legal Counsel explained in detail that the relevant provision of the Comstock Act has long been read to forbid the mailing of materials only for illegal abortions. Federal courts held that position well before the passage of Roe v. Wade, he adds, and thus the ruling survived the Supreme Court's overturning of that law. Kasmerick's ruling also makes factual assertions that are, and I quote her, she's quoting Kate Shaw from the New York Times, an op-ed, that are scientifically baseless and infused with hostility to abortion. Kate Shaw, as mentioned, is the author of this quote. She is a constitutional scholar. And more of the quote, including that the FDA failed to consider the intense psychological trauma and post-traumatic stress women often experience from chemical abortion. Now, Rubin quotes the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists and says they lambasted the decision as inflammatory and brazenly substituting, and here's the quote, the court's judgment for that of trained professionals. I think Rubin's greater point is Trump appointees, conservative judges, often replace the science with their heartfelt opinion and somehow turn it into a legal ruling. More from Rubin. As Kasmarek's decision displays the voice of an overtly anti-abortion advocate, any pretense of judicial impartiality was dispensed with when he insisted on calling the fetus, and here's the quote, an unborn human, referring to fetal personhood, and asserting that women who have abortions, and here's a quote from apparently the judge Kasmarek, often experience shame, regret, anxiety, depression, drug abuse, and suicidal thoughts. Given that Kasmarek's decision has heaped fuel on the conflagration caused by the overturning of Roe v. Wade, Republicans might want to ponder, is this the right-wing judiciary as a whole a threat to the MAGA movement's viability? Is it? Are you kind of chopping yourselves off at the knees? I think so. Rubin obviously makes this point. I read on. It is one thing to gin up the base on invented threats from critical race theory or the great replacement theory. But when MAGA movement judges begin to inflict radically unpopular edicts on those outside the right-wing audience, that risks sparking a counter-response. A determined, broad-based movement insisted that the United States not turn the clock back on decades of social progress. Republican setbacks such as the disappointing 2022 midterms, the Wisconsin Supreme Court race, etc. Let me finish her thought. Suggests that conservatives may have won the battle to stack the courts with ideologues, but might be losing the war for public opinion and ultimately.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
The Devil's Advocates.
The plaintiff, Donald J. Trump, hereby serves his suit against the defendants, Hillary Clinton and her cohorts, orchestrated an unthinkable plot, one that shocks the conscience and is an affront to the nation's democracy. This week on Fox.
You know what I mean? Like you're throwing a few too many adverbs and adjectives in this sentence.
One man, one mission Donald Trump gets made fun of. This is Watergate 2.
Making radio great again.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows level off around 57 overnight, under clear skies, southwest winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Bright sunshine expected again tomorrow, highs around 79. Clear skies tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 55. Dry with temps well above average Thursday and Friday, and highs from the mid-70s to the upper 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 61 degrees.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You know, I thought of Peace Frog. I thought of this Doors tune when I mentioned the 1968 DNC in Chicago. I believe that's what they were talking about. I think that's what Morrison was singing about. DNC is coming back to Chicago. I hope it's a more peaceful affair. And I especially hope the RNC in Milwaukee in 2024 is a peaceful affair. Although the political parties we will be hosting, we're going to burn it down. I'm just saying. 844-967-2789. I just want to put a bow on the Rubin piece. She effectively writes at the Washington Post an opinion piece about judicial overreach, conservative judicial overreach. And this Kaczmarek ruling on Mifepristone is legally unsound. It's very unpopular, and it's certainly going to create blowback. So just her conclusion, and then the phone calls, 844-967-2789. Appreciate the patience. Radical judges who would impose their will on modern America make themselves a target for a movement that pushes back on the court decisions and on the courts themselves. No wonder that there are rising calls for expanding the Supreme Court as well as lower courts to dilute right-wing judges' powers, limiting Supreme Court terms, and stripping jurisdiction from the Supreme Court. Support for a progressive state judicial candidate, see Janet Protasiewicz in my backyard, who vow to act as a counterweight to right-wing judicial imperialism, is almost inevitable. And she won big, if I didn't mention that. Republicans cannot very well tell their appointees to cool it. They certainly cannot contain the blowback their judges unleash. The greatest irony of Donald Trump's presidency might be that the accomplishment that most thrilled right-wingers may accelerate the vanquishing of a movement that is at odds with the values and sensibilities of most Americans. Let me read that one more time slow. The greatest irony of Donald Trump's presidency might be that the accomplishment, maybe it's me, maybe reading it slow is not going to help you, the audience. I got to read it better. The irony of Donald Trump's presidency, the greatest accomplishment might be that most thrilled right-wingers may accelerate the vanquishing of a movement that is at odds with the values and sensibilities of most Americans. We saw that at the ballot box on April 4th in Wisconsin. The final sentence here from Jennifer Rubin at the Washington Post. The power of the judiciary itself may be one of the casualties. I hope John Roberts is listening and tuning in to the Devil's Advocates, just like you at 844-967-2789. Dynamo Dave from Duluth. Welcome, sir. What do you got for us? Dynamo.
Oh, we got a heat wave up here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now, Dynamo. I didn't make it all the way to Duluth, but I was in Minnesota last weekend, man. Still got snow up there.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's pretty much gone now. We've had weather in the 60s here, and now it's getting – now we've got worries about flooding. But
Dynamo, Dave, anyway. I read something today. Before you go, I want to point out, you probably, living in Minnesota, will have a two-year greater life expectancy than I will in the state of Wisconsin, or at least those that are Medicaid eligible and aren't getting it here in the state of Wisconsin. It has dropped our life expectancy on this side of the river, Dave. I mean, isn't it scary, man, that which side of the river you live on can affect how long you live?
It is. It is. And actually, I think that's actually Scott Walker's fault. You guys could have had a high-speed rail going through your state, you know, that would have served.
Yeah, rub it in, Dave.
Chicago, Milwaukee, Madison. No. I'm saying he's the guy that contributes to your shortness, life span. Nothing else. Just Scott Walker being governor for how many years? 8 years?
Anyway, it felt like forever. And you know what else, Dave? Yeah. I'll give him this small little nod. Talk radio is so successful in the state of Wisconsin, and we as Civic Media, we're trying to grow all across this state, Dave. But we're so successful in the state because he refuses to expand the broadband. That was one of the other things. He kicked back a lot of federal money, like Medicaid expansion. But Scott Walker refused to expand broadband. You get outside of a county with a highway running through it. I mean, Dave, I don't know how the internet is in Duluth, but in rural Wisconsin, it sucks. And it's not their fault. They're affected tremendously by decisions made by some guy who didn't want to be seen receiving money from Obama.
Yeah, it's just totally insane. You know, states like Wisconsin put more money into the federal taxpayers. You know, the citizens of Wisconsin put more money into those coffers and then take out. And people like Scott Walker just don't seem to understand that.
Well, under Scott Walker's budgeting, we spent more money putting people in prison than we spent on the UW system, on the university system here in our state. And Dave, we imprison twice as many Wisconsinites as you do across the river in Minnesota. We're apparently twice the criminals you guys are. Because you spend like $1.3 billion per biennium, and we're spending like $2.6 billion per biennium to incarcerate Wisconsinites, about twice as many, Dave. So don't come over here. We're criminals.
Well, my brother lives there. He's lived there since 78. But in Racine, I visit him all the time. But I know I love Wisconsin. But the thing is, do they have like a lot of private prisons in Wisconsin? You know,
the
corporate prisons that are trying to make money.
Well, Scott Walker did, and Scott Walker keeps coming back to the former loser governor of the state of Wisconsin. He was a grandiose recipient, Dave, of CCA, I think was the company. The private prison industry gave a lot of money to Scott Walker when he was a state lawmaker, before he was even Milwaukee County executive. And Scott Walker actually is one of his few claims to fame is, I believe it was called Truth in Sentencing. It basically kept Wisconsinites in prison longer. And of course, he famously, as the governor, failed to pardon any Wisconsinite for any single crime. Zero pardons. By contrast, the Democratic governor, Tony Evers, I think he's up to something approaching 900, a state record, trying to keep people out of prison. Come back. More Devil's Advocates will keep you out of jail, at least till 6.
A progressive voice. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride.
J.R. Radcliffe is coming back to the show. The timeline of Brett Favre's involvement in a welfare scam in Mississippi.
Brett Favre's camp has denied all wrongdoing. Like, he really feels like he did nothing wrong. So I guess he's a little burned by that.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bride. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. And if there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You came across someone struggling with hunger. How would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Mama, what does the chicken say? Dog. Cat. Giraffe.
Giraffe, really?
Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin Rapids is participating in No Mow May again this year. This resolution temporarily relieves property owners of lawn maintenance standards for the month of May. It also gives native pollinators food during the early season. You can participate without registering. If you would like a No Mow May sign, please stop in the mayor's office at City Hall and then keep them from year to year. After 86 years of serving students, Milwaukee's Cardinal Stritch University is closing at the end of this spring semester. President Dan Schultz cites falling enrollment, the COVID-19 pandemic, and an ongoing need for more resources. The school will offer some resources this summer to help students close to finishing graduation requirements and is working with other local universities for students who want to transfer their credits. About a third of undergrads at Cardinal Stritch are Pell Grant recipients, which are awarded to those most in need. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows around 57, overnight, under clear skies, southwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny skies and calm tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 82. Lows dip down to about 57. Tomorrow night, clear skies. Temps swell above average Thursday and Friday, with highs in the upper 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 61.
Back off, Jim Jordan. But to the phones, don't back off there, 844-967-2789, against my better judgment. Welcome to Tuesday's edition, CJ. CJ,
why, thank you.
Welcome, sir.
Hey, congratulations on moving.
Oh, it was a little bit of work, man. Where were you? CJ, you're a big guy, man. You could help me carry some couches and stuff.
I would have, too. And then you would have kicked me out of there. But
I'd have thrown some beer your way at the end, man. That, you know, I would have been good for some beer, CJ.
I'm looking forward to having a couple with you. But, you know, I just got to tell you, if you were going to bring up Bragg, there's so much I'd love to discuss with you. You know, how you misrepresent the fact that Democrats don't care about the baby the day before it's born.
Sure they do.
And, you know,
20-week abortion ban was the law of the land in the state of Wisconsin before Roe v. Wade was overturned. Tony Evers is trying to restore that same status for women. That would be a 20-week abortion ban.
Have you seen a 20-week ultrasound?
Yeah, I've seen my kids. I remember, and we chose, you know, to carry our kids to term. But you know what? I'm not there to tell some other woman who may have had later medical complications or a number of things could have happened, CJ.
Okay. So see, the Democrats and Chuck Schumer voted on the floor of the Senate with no restrictions all the way up to the day before the baby was born.
Well, I saw Mark Jefferson for the Republican Party said they should have made that argument in the case of Dan Kelly. But the failure to do so left Dan Kelly very vulnerable to accusations that...
You lie. See, Rudy.
I never lie.
The truth about what Republicans believe. Okay.
I'm just reading the article out of the Journal Sentinel, CJ. Read a paper, man.
Until Lindsey Graham's right. Until the Republicans define what their restrictions are, and I certainly have evolved on this. I, you know, if you wanted to know my limitations, I'd tell you, but I kind of agree with Lindsey Graham.
Anyone that says I kind of agree with Lindsey Graham's in trouble from the get-go, CJ, but let's try to find some common ground. Let's find some common ground.
State where the Republicans should fall. And that was 16 weeks, and also include the rights for rape and incest. And that's kind of where I hope that it lands. But
Wait. So you would
decide now.
Let me ask you.
States, and you lie, and that's what I mean. You misrepresent what the actual issue is, and you do it very successfully.
But I'm not trying to misrepresent. I'm trying to understand you, CJ. Boys. Slow down for a second. Did I hear you say that you think that there should be an abortion ban after 16 weeks and there should be a exception for, let's say, rape, incest, or is it fair to say health of the mother if the mother's life is in...
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that's what you're for, CJ.
Well, that's what I think. That, you know, there has to be...
I would share your opinion in a lot of ways, CJ. I'm not here to split or nit any picks. But what I would say is that's not the law of the state of Wisconsin.
What's your limitation?
My limitation is...
How many weeks?
Well, it's certainly beyond a complete abortion ban like the 1849 law. And you know what? Quite frankly, I'm not a medical professional.
You still haven't stated it. What's your limit?
Point of viability.
You'll dance around when you won't state it.
You know, it continues to go down because we are seeing that the point of viability has gone down through medical science. What's that?
What's your limitation?
Medical viability. When the child can live on its own outside the fetus or outside the womb.
How many weeks?
I don't know, man. Ask an OBGYN, CJ. I don't know why we got to argue these points. You told me there is a reasonable compromise. I would meet you at 16 weeks and those exceptions. And I'm not an OBGYN, and I'm not a woman, nor are you, CJ. But I'm not trying to cast that upon you. That is the reality in the state of Wisconsin. We are under an 1849 abortion ban. No exceptions for rape or incest. And the last gubernatorial candidate, if you'll recall, on the Republican side, was with like 9% of Wisconsinites that think that's the right balance. And when Republicans bring forth what they call moderation, which would be a simple exception, but would not restore legal rights to abortion up to 16 weeks or any other time frame, unless you're willing to go and report that, what, your uncle raped you? That you're an incest victim? And then you get your pass to get the abortion, CJ? So I'm not trying to cast your opinion for you. I actually think your opinion in this case, and it's a rarity, CJ, is somewhat reasoned. 844-967-2789. Let's leave it at that for now. Steven from Green Bay. Steven, appreciate you calling and listening. What do you got for us?
Well, I won't be as difficult as your last caller, I promise.
No one could be.
But I will. But I will say this. It is a good day for people like me in the state of Wisconsin. And, you know, I just want to send my condolences to CJ, who was probably a little vexed that he keeps getting swallowed up by the blue wave that keeps resurfacing through the state every election cycle. I can imagine how frustrating that probably is for him.
Well, Stephen, I'm sure you recall what it felt like to, you know, be on the losing end of the Scott Walker recall or the 14 election or the 18 election, 14 election. Anytime Scott Walker got elected, I was disappointed. But the worm turns eventually. And I really think that if this is where Republicans want to stake their position, Stephen, against the will of Wisconsinites, against the will of Americans, it's going to be a lot more electoral losses, man. Don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you 100%. Now, I'm going to age myself a little bit here, and not the way you think I am. Actually, when Walker was elected, I was not old enough to vote, so I had no say-so in that race. But I will say now, I do have a voice, and unfortunately, the Republicans have nothing to offer. And I think the Republicans know they have nothing to offer, and that's why their tactic is division. And, you know, people are starting more and more every day to become more educated when it comes to politics. And that's also not very good for the Republican Party because, as Donald Trump said himself, they bank on their voters not being educated. So those two things, mixed with a whole cocktail of other stuff, I think it's going to be a very sad time in history to be a Republican.
Well, Stephen, I think you're right, and I appreciate your call and your listening. And, you know, they need to take a differing tack. That's, you do the same thing, you expect a differing result. Well, the landscape has changed, so they are getting differing results, and they're losing. They're on the losing end. And these aren't coin flip elections. These are ass-kicking, you got your lunch handed to you kind of elections. Right, Dan Kelly? And again, you cannot spell Kelly without two L's. 844-967-2789. Aaron, listening in Minnesota. How you doing, Aaron? Welcome.
Good. Thank you. I would submit to you that two callers ago, he's actually pro-choice, even though he sounds like he's pro-life.
He's really
pro-choice.
He's very conservative, and he's a frequent flyer. He comes around, and we've known this guy for years. I think he believes most of what he says. But it's generally opposition to whatever the Democratic position is. And I don't think that any, I don't know any Democrats that are, you know, for abortion up to the point of birth. And quite frankly, most Republicans have some reasonableness in them and are willing to find some point of compromise, be it 16 weeks and exceptions for rape or incest. I think, Aaron, I think if that was the line in the sand, I think most Americans could live with that. But we don't find compromise anymore, do we, buddy?
No, we don't. That's the whole problem. You're all on one side or all on the other. There's no moderation. There's no moderates. Or the ones who are moderates or independents or independent moderates or moderate Democrats, moderate Republicans, yes, they're getting fewer and fewer by the day, month, year. It's insanely absurd. But I would submit to you this, and the reason why I really called was about the abortion drug.
Yes, sir.
Now, if somebody mentioned this before, I might have missed it. I didn't catch the whole show today, but let me say this. I would submit to you that if this right-wing judge is making a decision to outlaw this, and it's going to effectively affect the whole country, isn't he really affecting in the long run, maybe not in the immediate term, but in the long term, isn't he affecting his pharmaceutical companies who pay for these lobbyists to lobby and throw tons of money into right-wing agenda politics. Isn't he really hurting the right-wing pharmaceutical executives and the right-wing pharmaceutical companies by outlawing the drug?
Maybe in some small way, but Aaron, I don't think the industry in and of itself, and I think they have been supportive of trying to keep this very safe 20-year established medicine on the market. But rarely do I defend the pharmaceutical industry, but I don't think this is about bottom line profits. I don't think they're making so much per dose that it's about the money in this case. This is clearly about someone inserting their religious opinion into a legal decision, and it's just horse, you know what, Aaron. If you read it, it's horrible.
Granted, but don't you think it's going to set the precedence for other drugs? Like, okay, I know, was it your show? I heard you guys talking yesterday about, okay, now we're going to outlaw Viagra. Maybe it's kind of a tongue-in-cheek thing. But really, when you think about it, is it? Viagra has side effects. Gabapentin, if you take it for nerve pain or epilepsy or seizures, gabapentin, the generic name for Neurontin, can have side effects. We can go on and on and on, right? All these meds have side effects. So effectively, can that not set the precedence, though, for future drugs to be outlawed?
Oh, absolutely, Aaron. Absolutely. For ridiculous. And even as Jennifer Rubin and I shared, and Aaron, thank you so much for listening on KTNF 950 AM, the progressive voice of Minnesota. But Jennifer Rubin talked about, you know, it was beyond the statute of limitations. They don't really have standing. These people that filed these lawsuits aren't really harmed by the mifepristone. In fact, they may not even be the people that prescribed it. 844-967-2789. Another friend across the river, Amy in Minneapolis. Welcome, Amy. What do you got for us?
Hi there. I was interested in your idea, sort of compromise.
Yes,
but I don't think of my bodily integrity should be like a bargaining chip.
No, fair enough. I completely understand that, Amy.
I read the Post and the Times and the New Yorker online, and you read stories now of women who've paid for these, you know, horrendously expensive assisted technology things to get pregnant, and they get things like their water bursts, and they were turned away in Florida and in Texas. The chance of those babies at a certain point in the pregnancy actually surviving to be actually born, it's like nil.
Yeah.
And they were forced to carry them, and they both nearly died. And they told them, well, you know, if you start to, you know, you should hopefully stop bleeding profusely in a couple of hours, but if it starts again, come back. How many times? And they practically died. One of them lost half the blood in her body. And other things happen in pregnancy.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
When it comes to your flooring, choose Straight Edge Flooring for quality and personalized service. A family-owned flooring company, they offer full-service flooring solutions from material to install, including on-site dust-free refinishing. Straight Edge Flooring installers are CFI certified and fully insured, with free in-home consultations to simplify your project. Choose Straight Edge Flooring. Log on straightedgewi.com. That's straightedgewi.com, or call 414-779-8931 and make your vision a reality.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You don't
know my garden. Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Well, Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows dip down to about 57 overnight. Under clear skies, southwesterly winds 15 to 20 miles an hour. Highs level off around 79. Tomorrow, sunny skies and calm. Clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night. Lows around 55. Dry with temperatures well above average Thursday and Friday, and highs from the mid-70s to the upper 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 61 degrees.
...60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, taking your phone calls. Last segment of today's big show, but we try to do a town hall style round here. 844-967-2789. A very nice lady, Amy from Minneapolis, admonished me. I was effectively negotiating her abortive rights with CJ, a conservative caller who offered 16 weeks, and I believe exceptions for rape or incest. And then I got him to talk about the health of the mother, and he said, yes, that would also be an exception. But that is not the current law in the state of Wisconsin. We have a ban on abortions, an 1849 law. And Amy, I certainly, and I feel properly admonished, but the remedy, at least in our state, coming from the fact it's illegal now, probably will have to be, well, could be struck down by the courts, but that's going to put us in a different sort of constitutional chaos. But there may have to be a legislative compromise reached. And if we ever get the fair maps, if they ever overturn the most partisan gerrymandered maps in America, the ones we suffer under here in the state of Wisconsin, well, we would talk about a legislative compromise. But Amy, I feel properly admonished. I certainly don't want to negotiate away your rights as a human being and a woman. It's your body. I get that, Amy. So my bad. 844-967-2789. Those that listen long enough know I'm occasionally insensitive. Danny from Watertown, welcome.
Yeah, one thing that's always troubled me is why, if they're going to argue against abortion, do they always ask the why? And I think of a hearing that was taking place in a legislative in the Senate, because Alberta Darling brought in like this wackadoodle internet guy. And then I don't know what he said, but, you know, the arguments of, like, abortion causes breast cancer and all these things that they're telling. I mean, the whole idea of fetal heartbeat is baloney, because you don't really have a heart beating till way after, they claim. I mean, well, they always use these falsehoods. They don't have facts to back them up, and then they go to lying.
Well, and you probably heard Dom and I arguing about faith the other day. You know, if their premise starts with some sort of faith in God and Jesus, and they believe that God decided, and therefore, I think they try to find justification legally or whatever the case may be, Danny, but really what they're trying to accomplish is what their faith tells them, of course.
So it's okay to lie.
Well, you know, it's strange to me that, you know, there are what do they call them, pregnancy care clinics or something, where they will perform ultrasounds and they will expose the pregnant person to this fetal tissue within them, but they don't actually provide any sort of abortive care. And in fact, many times they give misleading information, healthcare information and other information, tell people how much they'll regret that. And, you know, my understanding is there is no evidence to support that that is the case.
Correct. Correct. They're evil, and they are like a woman will come in and they will thwart her efforts to her freedom. They will do everything they can to deny her her choice. They will lie. They'll say, oh, there's nothing available. We can't see anything here. So come back in 2 weeks when it's past her 6 weeks or whatever the limit is in that state. I mean, they're atrocious. And the tax dollars are going to support these clinics, which are anything but. They provide no health care. They are like anti-health care centers.
No, Danny, I know. Appreciate your call and your listenership. I was at a Wisconsin State Capitol, a committee hearing, and they were trying to defund Planned Parenthood. This was while Scott Walker was still the governor, and there was a gerrymandered Republican legislature, so they controlled the committee and the flow of the testimony and all that kind of stuff. And at one point, there was someone that testified about services provided to men by Planned Parenthood, testicular cancer screenings and different STD screening sort of care. And a very contemptuous Republican state senator, Chris Kapinga, and he can hear me in his district on WAUK 540 AM, but Chris Kapinga couldn't even believe that any men were served. And I think the number was something north of 6,000. And we have seen a reduction in just even the general health care that is provided by Planned Parenthood. And of course, they defund these organizations, as Danny mentioned, under false pretense, often under false pretense. 844-967-2789. Gene, listening perhaps on KTNF, 950 AM. Welcome from St. Paul, Gene.
Correct. That is what I am listening through. Thank you very much for taking my call. I know that calling in to radio shows isn't really going to change anybody's mind, but I just want to put some facts out there. Since Tennessee has banned abortion, the increase of suicides among pregnant Tennessee women has gone up 6%. Women are literally dying because of the right wing. And the right wing is incredibly hypocritical. In Israel, the access to abortion is widespread. It is free. It is funded by money and that the government has, and the government of Israel gets, I think, $4 billion a year from the United States. So these right-wingers' taxes are paying for abortions. They just happen to be in another country.
Hmm.
In the Jewish religion, it is the case that human life is believed to begin when a baby takes its first breath, which means it's out of the womb and it starts breathing. And the banning of abortion for Jewish women then in states like Florida is religious discrimination. So, I don't think anybody's mind is going to be changed by the facts, but I think the amount of disinformation that the right wing continually vomits out on people is terribly distressing.
But Gene,
and
I cut you only short because we're short on time. I don't think people are being fooled any longer. I mean, look at the electoral outcome here in the state of Wisconsin, our Supreme Court race. This was effectively a blowout. People want these rights restored, and I think gerrymandering and you know, mass shootings and differing things probably factored in, but there is no doubt it was the Dobbs ruling. It was the
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Lakeway's